Yogi Berra belts a first-inning pitch over the right field fence.
Yankee Stadium has been the home over the years to some of baseball's greatest stars, from Babe Ruth to Joe DiMaggio. But no player who donned the club's famed pinstripe uniform was quite so loved as Yogi Berra.
Yogi throws Robinson out at first and it's all over. The Yankees win 9-0.
Born in St. Louis and a veteran of the D-Day landings, Berra wielded the catcher's mitt in the New York Yankees team that dominated baseball in the early 1950s. He was known as a big hitter and a big talker, driving opposing players to the point of distraction with his constant chatter as he crouched behind them at home plate.
I said, it's not over till it's over.
And it was his famed Yogiisms, like it ain't over till it's over, that made this Hall of Famer a cultural icon, quoted by presidents.
We may be lost, but we're making good time.
When you come to a fork in the road, take it.
It's deja vu all over again. Baseball is 90% mental, the other half is physical. The future ain't what it used to be. Whether he truly uttered these epigrams eventually mattered little. As he noted in his book, I really didn't say everything I said. Given his cartoonish persona, it was perhaps inevitable that he'd inspire a cartoon character, Yogi Bear, although he didn't initially see the funny side and threatened to sue. But poking fun at himself became part of his wide appeal. As he once said while contemplating this very moment, always go to other people's funerals, otherwise they won't go to yours. As to where he should be buried, I don't know, he said. Why don't you surprise me?